Beginning current daven, sech the seita daven, I'm a test, begin on that. I'll begin the test, master, begin the gemara. The hezal, it's started, and he sprays on the side, so before that's a problem. Mazasik sheva, mazal is kasha. So you see that the sides are like the front, which tastes being b'yashal meperk and emdim, meaning we say hadam. This tells us, so emdim and sudden, where the side stands from the sides, b'cha bracha, including the bracha, where it's the beta where taste comes to tell us, if it's the afka those in front, that like Amar says, or even those in the back, it's between the sides. Once it's open, talk. I fill up the varlach even in words of Torah. So, Machinim, they ask me. Parakam the brachin of first parakam of chesim after meeting the Gemara. The Gemara says of Sheshes have had the apay begars. Sheshes would turn his face away and he would learn when they were doing kriyas of Torah. Amay said, "Inu b'deduva nam b'didan." They're doing theirs and we're doing ours. So I thought, you know, talk even the varhalacha. But seeing the lema, we could say. A the mahada apeshani. Maybe when you turn your face away, that's different. Or you know, you could say Rav Sheshi Shani. Rav Sheshi was different. From the Hadamor Ranaim, because as the Gemara tells us, in Brachas Dafnan Ches, he was blind. But Rav Potma Kriya. Therefore, he's actually exempt from Kriya Tzitzer. From the Drum Shavikstav, because those Kriya Tzitzer, you have to read it from Sefer Torah. Iyatur Sholam Repe. You know, I read it by heart. Now, but given the Potma Kriya, since he's exempt from reading because he can't read because he's blind, then Philip Bashash made, and even when he's hearing, he can engage in other types of learning. That's actually what he said. Us with ours, meaning the by theirs, the Rambam have written law. But says me mistabek kibir shach. But still says it seems logical, like the interpretation of Ben Chanan. Pish explains hasim over the dafka Rav Sheshet gives, but no specific Rav Sheshet, not like him. The Torah Rambam knows that his profession is learning Torah, so he doesn't have to stop for kriyas Torah. But today's times, Rabbis written the holy Rabbis. Remember the Rabbis says, like our Gemara says, Kim shenim tachzev Torah, b'chulu once the Torah is open. We have to stop the kriyas hatar. I have a mahada ape. So if he didn't, if he was teresim nasi, whatever it is that he didn't have to stop, why did he turn his face away? If somebody could say, "Lo have urcha de mils," it's not appropriate conduct leyasa b'dvar halacha to engage in some other learning, but ape in tzibura in front of the minion. While they're engaged in hearing from the ter. Next test master begins the gemara. Kol kain shleinot leyado b'chulu. Any kind that didn't wash his hands is not supposed to do nesis kapayim. So Perish Rashi explains. Amali Rebbe. That my teacher said to me, if he washed his hands in the morning, the kain was tar, in the doesn't have to wash his hands again when he's going up to ducha. Kumaduma says, it seems that this actually was copied from the edited comments of a student. Because the wording Rashi does not sound like this. Because the Pirshi explains, that if you didn't wash your hands before you go up to ducha, that sounds like right before you're going up. Not in the morning. But moreover, the Maisi Gemara Kra, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Suyu Defim Kodesh Baruch Hu, lift up your holy hands and bless, mashman sounds like take them this time, right after you wash your hands and you make them holy, then Berchus Kam, then you're supposed to do Berchus Kam. The mashman Hashtav, where it sounds like now the Berchus Kam, Mishtoi Kra, that the Pasuk is Toma Berchus Kam, even the Sizem, which that's with the Suyu Defim Kodesh, with the lifting of the hands. Now, the thing is, the mashman Rishalmi Perikas the Bracha, is the Bracha, the Mishtoi Kra, that actually the Bracha that the Pasuk Toma is in and Tizdam Samachla, that you need to have your washing hands near it. The Maisel Lahasan the Gemara there actually brings it a Berchus Hamazon on benching that you wash Mayim Achreinim right before. That's what's brought over there actually. Shloshet Kivus and there's three immediates. Take a Basmicha Shchita right after you lean on the carbon, you're supposed to do Shchita Shnem, like it says, Basamach, Basachad, to lean and to slaughter. Take a Basmicha Shchita right after washing hands, you make the Bracha Shnem, like it says, Nozik Suya Dechem Uvach, who brings this Pasik. And take a Gula Trilam right after you say Gol Yisrael is when you say Shman Esher Shnem, like it says, Basik Yilrotz and Imrifi, but Gaimah may be. Accepted the words of my mouth. It says after Yan Chasham Biyam Tzad Hashem will answer you in a difficult day. So you see, Geula is supposed to be near Tefila. Now, Perkets and Baruch Hamashman, the Gemara Baruch is not Membeis and Menalv. Sounds like Tehi Baruch Ha'ayin Baruch Hamas. Actually, that Baruch is benching. So places, but that's not difficult because Miu Shemina Menalv. But one thing is that we do hear from that the Beinan take him this time Baruch that we need right after washing hands Baruch the Mishtoi Bakra what the pasuk is talking about. But Hachem Maisel on here the Gemara brings it a Baruch Hashanah. That's going on Baruch Hashanah. Moreover, Imair Hacha, if we'd be told about over here, Bishloy Natal Yad B'Shachas, when he didn't wash his hands in the morning, and that's the problem. So I might not get Kohen Nesis Gevayim. The wise saying that, oh, if you don't wash your hands in the morning, you can't Nesis Gevayim. What do you mean? Typically, Mashem Dibri Taira. What do you mean? It's a let alone you can't learn any words of Tarsh Tachli Tal Yad. You have to wash your hands first. I mean, Perk Am the Brachas. Like everyone says, the Brachas, the Yad Alam Beis, and Perk Beis over there, and the Yad Alam Beis. I'm Rav Chia. Barabashi says Ibn Sagin have a kim the Kamidab many times as one the Brab. Lisnui Lam Pirkin the Sifra de Beirab that he was coming to give us a shear in the Sifra de Beirab. Umak the Makoy Mashi Yod Mavarak. He first went, he washed his hands, he made the bracha. Umana Tulin put on Tulin Hodam and then he gave us the shear. Pamanami Hassan Moses says, but the Boy Lord do the Moses Mailand says, them the Krishna. So you see that to learn Torah, which Birchas Kanan is part of Divrei Torah, you always have to wash your hands anyway, nothing to do just with Birchas Kanan. Additionally, the Gemara says over there on the Tezvav, the Bay Ladura Basimail and Tezidaim, the Krishma Mill, you have to go after getting water for the Tezidaim for Krishma a mill. So Mali Krishma, Mali Birchas Kanan, what's in the Krishma Birchas Kanan? They're both mitzvahs of words of Torah. And even should not bracha lebenah, if because Krishma you have to make a bracha beforehand, Birchas Krishma, then I'm going bracha lebenah. You also have to make a bracha before the Birchas Kanan, because I'm going to come on like the Gemara says later on. So Lachem Misabes says as if it's logical. The Hocham says Dam Teichil the Bracha. I know we're talking about here. If you didn't wash your hands, not in the morning. If you didn't wash your hands right before the Birchas Kanan. That's what we're talking about. Now says Tosis Veshir Tkifa. Now what's the measurement of immediate? Ikal Mishma. You could learn it out. Mitkifas Smicha the Shchita from the Halacha right after leaning. You have to Shech. The Mina and Perikol Pesul Nigma says and Lachem never got Lamigim Lenaf Kol Smicha Shayisham. All the immediates that were over there currently, but haven't taken the smicha shchita. I say right after you lean it, you have to slaughter. Chutz mizu, except by this one, shayis b'shara nekener, where you had to be by the shara nekener because even tzayuchal yikalon sham the mitzayra, he has to do smicha, but he couldn't do right after because he had to be. He was tamei, so he couldn't be entered. But one thing is, alma yisikitei mahalik b'shara nekener based on the pachayim. But you see that's what the Gemara is explaining over there. But to go from nekener gate until the slaughtering house, loy chashiv to keep it. That's not considered immediate, and that was one exception. Now, besides midas, mashman sounds like lavet tveim esmer time amma that wasn't more than 22 amas, because you have mokum dris ragli yisrael, which is the Ezra yisrael, and then you have mokum which is shaniker open up there from the Ezra nashman to Ezra yisrael, and then you mokum dris ragli gam the place where the kam would step. Shkolechad yod of amma each one was 11 amas times two is 22. That it wasn't more than that because it had to be somewhere there in the azar. So you see akapanim that it's not that much. It's a very small amount to be considered takev. Smich l'shchita, and so this is to compare that to the halacha of tekev and to the ayim lebracha. Next says Matta beginning of the Gemara, v'chimahad ape mitzibur my amar. Now, when they would turn their face away from the minion, so then what would they say at that point? Now, says Taisa, Seidin Nesis Kepayim. What's the order of the whole Nesis Kepayim from beginning to end? So Mefarsh Ben Shlemer Rashi explains as follows. He says, Oikar agul b'avoydim b'mkamer. First, by the bracha would say, Kain has to move his feet from his place, comes in front of the Aron HaKadosh, Mespal, and he makes a tefillah, he wrote saying, maybe the willing should take bracha, Zubachulu, that this bracha should be accepted, etc. Umarach Ban is lengthy on that, Atshiyemer Amen, Chaloydo, Mepiat Zibur. Until the minion answers Amen, when the, until they say Amen of the Moedim from the minion, or until it finishes, and the Kohen Kohenim, so they finished Atayv Shem Cholachon Al Hoydays, they answered Amen, and the minion finished saying Amen on that. The Kohen Kohenim, then they call it Kohenim, Im Shnaim, him if they're two Kohenim, the Mechad, and if it's one, in the Kohen Shlichse, but then the Chazan does not call out. From Max upon Ma'elov, he just turns his face around to turn towards the Kila by himself, Kedoma, Kedabaya, like a Baya, Domal El, that he had said previously on the Flamet Ches, Le'echad in a Kohen to one Kohen, you don't call out. Okay, we should call it Dibim HaKohen. When the call out finishes, so then mevorcha hashekad shanu v'chulu, then they can make the bracha hashekad shanu, etc. Lachach maschim mevorcha, then they start the bracha. Ukeshakala amen acher mepid tzibur, when the last amen is finished on answering shalom from the minion, he mechzikin, then they turn the face back around towards the aron kodesh. B'kayfin kishet etzbesein imreitze, they want to bend their knuckles again, then they could shlich tzibur maschah sim shalom, and the chazan starts sim shalom. And at that point, they come daven. Rabbi Yisrael, master world, the sinu makshar gizar. The pchulu, we did what you decreed, etc. You do what you said you'll do. Ma'irichim ba the lengthy with that tefillah. Shetichle berachah mepesh lechitzib until the chazan finishes the bracha sim shalom. Eikar agleim holchalem. Then they move their feet and then they could go back and leave the bima. Now, Tez bring the shiltis and the shiltis pasha bika karach brings the following halacha. Koyin shavu avodas kachav. If a koyin did avodas zara. The Yisus Kabbah is not doing the Siskvam because the Gadam Hardigas Nefesh, he's worse than someone who's a murderer. Afaitz Kachavim is Kaifa Beka. The main pick and the Gemara says in Rachel Zalon Bez and Bez Kain Shardigas Nefesh, if a Kain murdered someone, the Yisus Kabbah, we cannot do it in the Siskvam. Allah is Kabbah, all the more so if it did have a desire. But for Rabbeinu Gershom, or Agil Rabbeinu Gershom, the light of the diaspora, he should be Chavaisav, he responded in his response, the Nezik Kabbah, he could do this Siskvam, and the Kaidish Batayri gets the first Aliyah Batayra, because the Kim Nechaz B'Tshuva, once he did Tshuva, Chaz B'Tshuva, goes back to sanctity. He did not say, Mezach Menach Dav Kof Tezmer Alev, that it tells us over the Achli Yal, Kahanim B'Homes, L'Medech Hashem B'Yerushalayim, the Pasuk says, however, the Kahanim, meaning the priests of the altars, should not go up to the Medech Hashem B'Yerushalayim, they can't do that, but it says, Kim Ochlu Matzis B'Dech Hashem, they could eat from the offerings amongst their brothers. So you see, even though they did avoid the Zara, but in Kabbali Mumin, Shechol Gemaraklin, they're like blemished Kohanim that do divide and they do eat. Kshem Shabali Mumin, this is Mizkabim, just like a Kohen that is a Mum. He could do Nisizik Bam, because he gets the first Aliyah. Avzeh, also this person who did avoid Zara. Kashem like Temekin, if you don't say this, Nimsis Marapi, then Shabbat Chuba comes out, you're going to weaken the hands of people to do tshuva. Shame, they're going to say, Elisa Bush, Elisa Klima, woe to that shame, woe to that embarrassment. But even the Master Chuba, they're not going to repent because he's going to go to Minyan. And guess what? He's not going to do Nisiz Kabbai. Then Bichin Richland says, and this is brought in Sanhedrin of Kof Gimel, Kaloim Menashe in Lechel Mabo, whoever says the wicked King Menashe does not have a portion of the world to come. Marapi, then Shabbat Chuba is weakening the hands of the Baal Chuba because he ended up doing tshuva. Now the Tanbi Bishmol, he says, what you think? Because this guy went and he did a Zara, he became a priest of Zara. I'm going to throw the stone after the one that fell, like a, you know, make add insult to injury. No, we don't do that, and therefore, again, he could do Nesiz Kapayim. I know you're Tosif, Menachot, Kof, Tesim, Menachot, Demaskal, Yisham, Tosif, Tanis, Chabzai, Menachot, Demaskal, Imah.